ஓம் சகனாவவது சகனோ புனக்தோ சகவீரியங்கரவாவகை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவகை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. சங்கர பகவத் பாதா இன் இஸ் ரிப்ளை இன் இஸ் சமாதானம் இன் இஸ் ஆன்சர் He clarifies, even though performance of rituals, practice of disciplines, even the following values, or even performing other rituals, all those karmakanda prescribed rituals, performing all those definitely have an important role. That the performance of it contributes for accumulating punyam. An accumulation of punyam contributes for neutralizing the previously earned papams. While the previously earned papams become neutralized, definitely the obstruction in rise of knowledge becomes resolved. That is how indirectly karma performed or practiced as a discipline in conformity with dharma as yoga contributes for mental preparation, mental purification, and definitely it also plays a big role in neutralizing the papams, in removing the obstructions, pratibandhas, in the rise of jnanam. That Shankara Bhagavata does not deny, he does accept. But the Purapakshis think that definitely Veda Shastram Shruti herself emphasizes the performance of Agnihotra, the rituals. And a performance of those such rituals involves effort in terms of money, time, energy, resources, etc. Therefore, definitely, the people of other ashramas who are involved following other disciplines, their respective duties, cannot be considered equal to this Grihastha Ashrami. Definitely Grihastha Ashrama, one must definitely enter into Grihastha Ashrama, perform Grihastha Ashrama duties and perform the rituals prescribed for Grihastha Ashrami. Thereby one must get oneself qualified for the attainment of jnanam. It was his argument. But for that, Shankara Bhagavata's answer was given. Even though karma plays an important role, it is not compulsory, it is not, there is not such a rule that all people should uniformly enter into only Grihastha Ashrama and perform the duties prescribed for a Grihastha Ashrami householder. Because people are of different degrees and levels of maturity. In keeping with their maturity, in keeping with their need, they can enter into the relevant ashrama. They can perform relevant duties to further preparedness. So therefore that we saw the previous what we read recently in the previous class. There are people who have the blessings of Bhagavan, earned grace of Bhagavan, earned as a result of punyam, they were earned because of their the activities, the lifestyle followed in previous janma. Janmantra krita anugraham they have. So janmantra krita anugrahat, due to the grace they have earned as a result of the punyam they accumulated because of their lifestyle they followed in the previous janma, there's no need for all the people to enter into the Grihastha Ashrama. Even though Grihastha Ashrama is important, very important, the duties prescribed Grihastha Ashrama are very important, it is not that all people should enter into definitely Grihastha Ashrama only. Not necessary. And then whatever Shruti emphasizes, Shankara Bhagavata does not deny. Of course, Shruti's emphasis, Shruti's tremendous effort in emphasizing that Agnihotra Nichya must be performed, and definitely the performance of rituals involve much greater effort, etc. In that fact, regarding that fact, there is no denial on the part of Shankara Bhagavatpada. He does accept. But what he says, the people who would have performed, lived a clean life of Grihastharshma in their previous lives, who would have already performed rituals, etc., as a result of living Grihastharshma life in their previous Janma, they would have earned Punyam. As a result of that Punyam has already resulted in what? In the form of their dispassion towards time-bound ends. So such people, they have really they are highly blessed people. For them, there's no need for them to enter into Grihastharshma again. Therefore, the very reason that people are seen to be highly dispassionate, disinterested, highly mature, is because of the refinement they have earned in because of their previous clean life. Okay. Yena janmana eva raktahe drishyante kechit. We said, wait one more sentence there. Some people, even if they're involved in, if they entered into the Grihastharshrama, even if they're involved in the performing rituals, still the people are still interested in Arthakama dharmas. Nothing wrong. Such people are highly passionate people towards the time-bound material ends. And they are not at all interested in knowledge. Therefore, we need to see the difference in the levels of mental maturity of the people. Janmantra krita samskarebhyaha viraktanam ashramantara pratipattihi eva ishyate. So for those people who are highly dispassionate, because of the maturity they have earned, the refinement they have accomplished, as a result of the punyam they have earned in the previous lives, for them, entering into other ashramas, which ashrama is relevant for them, is appropriate. Okay. Ashramantara pratipatti eva ishyate. What is desired, what is desirable for such highly dispassionate people is entering into the appropriate relevant ashrama. Why they are viraktaha, the dispassionate people? Because they're dispassionate, they're not frustrated, they're dispassionate because they're highly refined minded. The refinement means what? They're mature minded. They have Viveka Vairagyam. Refined minded people are, according to Shastram, the people who have Viveka Vairagyam. People who have Viveka Vairagyam only are refined people. Okay. They will think I disappeared. Indian people can understand that we do get power connection like this. Okay, this is better to have Shankaracharya than me. I thought it would show my face. No, they can't see my face. Okay. This is called, what is this Patibandha? Can you call, what is this? It's called Adi Devika. Adi Bhautika, Adi Devika, Devika Tapa. This is, okay. So, Janmantara Krita Samskarebhyaha Viraktaha. Very important sentence. Janmantara krita samskarebhya viraktaha. People who are highly refined, dispassionate, we are refined because of the punyam they've earned in their previous lives by living a clean life of karma yoga as Grihastharshramis. When I say they live a life of karma yoga, means what? They would have followed panchamaha yajnas. They would have performed all the prescribed duties of a Grihastha. They might have performed Agnihotradi karmas. They might have performed all the rituals prescribed for a Grihastharshrami. So they would have lived a clean life of dharma. That is very important. Puja Swamiji always preferred saying this because Sometimes we talk about too many names of rituals. Those rituals are not relevant for people of these days. So people, who are the people who would have become highly refined? For the Vaidikas, it is relevant, isn't it? For people of these days, even so-called Vaidikas, living all over the world, and they did not understand, oh, I did not do Agnihotram karma, I did not do other karma, Agnihotradi. I mean, what, there are so many to be performed rituals, Agnihotram, etc., for a householder means, we don't, even Indians do not know. How can others know? Therefore, then there's some connection, the problem comes. So Pooja Swamiji always makes it clear, doing one's own duties in conformity with dharma, always. Relevant duties. As a householder, as a brahmachari, as a vanaprasthi, okay, whatever is a person's age, however the person is, wherever, in what situation a person is placed, okay, definitely everyone has to know one's duties in keeping the need of the hour in the situation where a person is. So doing one's duties in conformity with dharma, the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan. So living a life of karma yoga that should be replaced in the place of what? Performing Agnihotradi, all those things. I don't want to change anything what is being said, but what Pooja Swamiji used to emphasize, I wanted to remind you. Okay. So living a life of clean, the total, living a life of karma yoga itself is not an easy joke. It definitely is a tapas, because 100% commitment to live a life of values, and always one has to be intensely prayerful to be able to live a life of dharma. Not an easy, living a life of dharma also is not an easy joke. In spite of knowing the value of values, living a life of values is very difficult. One must be intensely, fervently prayerful to Bhagavan to earn all grace, all strength to be able to live a life of dharma. Again, contextually, what is appropriate to do it also, isn't it? That's why being prayerful is very important. So, okay. So that is how, okay, one has to definitely tap Bhagavan's ways. Tapping Bhagavan's grace implies earning punyam. Earning punyam means being able to neutralize the previously earned papams. Being able to neutralize the previously earned papams means being capable of resolving one's pratibandhas. Difficult to resolve the pratibandhas, isn't it? That is how when pratibandhas have to be resolved, there are knowledge can rise. Nothing can stop the knowledge because Bhagavan's grace is there. And you are given to the appropriate disciplines, then naturally adequate effort, appropriate effort is there in the part of a spiritual aspirant. Nothing can prevent knowledge. That's what Bhagavan says. Okay. Therefore, janmantapita samskarebhya virtanam, for such people who are mature and dispassionate because of the mental refinement, okay, because of the punyam they have earned in their previous life, by living a clean life of karma yoga, doing the needful, doing the duties as a grihastha householders, for such people, again entry into grihasthashramaha is not necessary. They can directly enter into any other relevant ashramaha, vanaprasthashrama, even just definitely sannyasa ashrama preferably. The ashramantra pratipatti ishyate. What is desired on their part is entry into any other ashram, specifically sannyasa ashrama. Okay. Now he gives another reason why people, okay, he gives another reason. See, of course, in Karma Kanda of the Veda, definitely countless number of rituals are prescribed. The Shruti's, the seeing the volume of the Karma Kanda, we should not mistake that definitely one must enter into grihasthashrama, one must perform all the rituals prescribed. The only, because to perform most of the rituals, only grihasthashrama is eligible. Okay, just because Karma Kanda of the Shruti prescribes so many rituals, the portion of Karma Kanda is voluminous. And the rituals prescribed are specifically for a grihasthashrami. Therefore, one must definitely enter into karmakanda in grihasthashrama. Such a rule is not there. Okay, why Shruti prescribe so many rituals? Not expecting, Shruti does not prescribe countless many rituals in karmakanda, expecting people to enter into grihasthashrama. No. What is the purpose of Shruti Mata prescribing lots of rituals in karmakanda? He gives the reason. Karma phala bahulyad. Reason number one. What reason? Karma phala bahulyam is the reason. First hetu is karma phala bahulyat. Due to the plurality of results of actions, due to many countlessness of, due to the countless number of results of actions as paid for by different people. So many people are so many, the minds are so many, the desires are many, that they aspire for varieties of things. So what the results of actions, the results of rituals aspired for by people are many, many, many. Therefore, in order to enable people to accomplish their desired results, Shruti prescribes so many rituals. Therefore, the Karmakanda is a big book, big size, voluminous book. Karma phala bahulyat. Karma phala bahulyam is there, which means as there are manifold results of actions, results of rituals as paid for by the people, Shruti prescribes manifold karmas. Therefore, the book is what? The Karma Kanda is the section discussing the karmas is voluminous. Okay, next. And what are those results as paid for? He gives, mentions few of them. First, progeny. Okay, putra. Most of the people all as paid for progeny. Why? People, if I have progeny, then definitely I have next birth will be a human birth. I'll be born in this world of human beings. So I can, there are people who earn punyam consciously to be able to exhaust, to come back in this world, to live in this world as a human being, to exhaust punyam by enjoying whatever they want in this life. Really, but there are people, okay? Putra. Then Surga. And there are people who are highly inspired by the tourism promotion of Veda Shastram. Okay? And they have, they're very keen to visit Swarga. We do not, we are completely ignorant of Swarga. We have no clue about how Swarga is. Therefore, we do not know what Swarga is. We have no interest in going to Swarga. If somebody comes and explains and describes and how Swarga is, you can definitely go. You can go and enjoy those pleasures. Means, now, how do people collect the people for cruise? You know, how? Big advertisements, isn't it? They help people. The same way, you know, every travel agent is promotes the travel because he wants to sell tickets. And every place becomes popularized, isn't it? So, the same way, Veda Shastram itself definitely promotes the talking very highly of Veda, Swarga, describing heavenly pleasures, really inspires interest in making efforts to go to heaven. You know why? People somehow, the tamas should be driven. Rajas should be activated. People should become rajasic, active. Do something. Make efforts. That is how tamas should go away. So don't think Veda Shastra is interested in making people do things and go to heaven. No. Tamas has to be driven away. Interest has to come. Okay. They must be inspired to do things. Always involving oneself in activities, one must be highly inspired. Isn't it? So that inspiration will come only when you have to talk something highly of things what can be achieved. So Vedashastram always glorifies the accomplishment of ends, accomplishment as a result of karmas also. Okay? Why? Because that is how people can be made active. That is why even we do the same thing now, isn't it? Vedashastram tells that. That is why young people are never allowed to sit in a place. Somebody sees sitting quiet means not doing anything, they will not like it. Elders, aunts, the grandparents always do this, go, get up. Always grandparents in India, always induce, no, instigate, go do that, don't sit, clean that, do this. Because we should never be sitting inactive, dull and lazy. We should be involved in some activity or the other. Tamas should go, one must become rajasic. Only then one can become sattvic. If a person has to become sattvic, one has to become rajasic first. One must be active. Okay? To be active, one must have interest. One must be inspired. One must be instigated. One must be interested. Okay? So talk very nicely of what all can be achieved as a result of doing karma. Then, of course, there are higher worlds. There are heavenly pleasures. They can be achieved, for which they have to perform rituals. And not simply perform rituals. You must perform rituals. You must do this. To do this ritual, you have to earn that. To earn that, you have to work. And then also you have to live a life of dharma. See, whoever wants to accomplish any result prescribed by the Shastram, they must choicelessly live a life of dharma also. Even to accomplish time-bound results, material ends, one needs Bhagavan's grace. To have Bhagavan's grace, no choice, one must live a life of dharma. As a righteous person, ethical person, one must involve oneself in following religious disciplines to earn punyam, to be eligible to enjoy better pleasures in life. Okay. So this is double, two purposes. Person must become active, you know, get rid of tamas. So that one thing. So it is for better, for his betterment, for higher growth. Again, it contributes for the progress of the person. At the same time, gradually what? He'll also become the qualified for the jnana, isn't it? Anyway, that is why, of course, Vedashastra describes rituals. So putra, swarga, brahma varchas. Brahma varchas means what? Some sort of a glow, a brilliance a person can have as a result of having inner leisure. Inner leisure a person can have only if a person's thought, word and deed are in alignment. The inner leisure a person can have is something inexplicable. Okay, the jaw, the facial brilliance, brahma varchas. And for Hamji used to say, all the Vaidikas were strictly given to the discipline of Vedic chanting, or even they used to have it. They have this. Okay. So people are interested in putra, swarga, brahma varchasadi, lakshanasya, karma phalasya, asankheyatvat. Okay, reason number two. First he said, karma phala bahulyat, due to the manifold, okay, because results are manifold. Results of actions are manifold, which are desirable for people. One reason. Therefore, karmakanda, the volume of the karmakanda is a voluminous. Second thing, asankhyeyatva. Asankhyeyatvam means what? Due to the countlessness. Okay? Due to the countlessness. Asankhyeyatvam. Due to the countlessness of results of rituals in the form of progeny, heavenly pleasures, brahma virchas, etc. There are many other results. Okay. So due to the countlessness of results of rituals in the form of progeny, heavenly pleasure, enjoyment of heavenly pleasures, brahma virchas, etc. There's so many countlessness of ritual, results of rituals. Also, here Vedashastram prescribes many rituals relevant for the people who are aspiring for. Therefore, karma kanda is what? Voluminous. Then, tat praticha purushanam kama bahulyat. Why should there be countlessness of results of rituals? Because countlessness of results are there, therefore countlessness of karmas also must be prescribed by the Shastram. Because to Purushanam Kama Bahulyat, because of the countlessness of desires of human beings for those results. Isn't it? Even there are human beings also have countless number of desires for those results, countless number of results. Therefore, to accomplish different varieties of results, there are varieties which also have to be prescribed, and the Karmakanda prescribes all those rituals. Therefore, the volume of the Karmakanda is what? Yeah? The size is big. That is why, what do you say? Shruti is a mother. Vedaha pita, Shrutihi mata. Our book is called mother because one child wants this food, other child wants that food. Okay, mother, no, mom really is up answered. You want idli? Okay, baby. You want dosa? Okay, make dosa. Indian, no? Whatever the people want, no, I want only this. They say, okay, only they make that. Because they want to keep the children in good humor. They want to make whatever they want to ask. If it is not inappropriate, definitely mother wants to give. Which mother will not give the child or the child wants? If it is up, what is asked is appropriate, definitely mother would prefer, mother would love to give. Isn't it? Doesn't she give? She does give. The same way, Shruti prescribes countless number of rituals because the countless number of results are there, and because there are people who are aspiring for countless number of people aspiring for countless number of relevant respective results. So karma palasya asankhyayatvate. See, asankhyayam means what? Countless. Asankhyayatvate, due to the countlessness of results of rituals in the form of those paputra, swarga, brahma varchas, etc. Tatpraticha purushanam kama bahulyate. Bahulyam means manifoldness. Okay. Plurality, countlessness. Kama bahulyat. Desires are also countless. Due to the countlessness of the desires of the people towards those results of action, results of rituals. Shrutehe adhikaha yatnaha karmasu upapadyate. Of course, Shruti's tremendous effort is, okay, in prescribing rituals in the Karmakanda. Karmasu shrutehe adhikaha yatnaha. Tremendous effort, much more effort of Shruti in prescribing rituals, in emphasizing the rituals, performance of rituals. Karmasu upapadyate. Then, Asisham Bahulya Darshanat. Asisham Bahulya Darshanat. See, the word Kamaha means desire. Asish means wish. Asisham, Asish is what? Saparan Sadda. Understand now? Asish. Asisham. Cerebral, palatal sounds come together. Asisham Bahulya Darshanat. Also, as we are seeing, what now? The plurality of, countlessness of wishes of people also. How in terms of idam mesyat, idam mesyat, let this be there for me, let that be there for me, let this happen for me, let this happen for me, I want this, I want this. We saw, no? Three types of body identity. We understood in that panchakam. So three types of body identity is in the form of, okay, in the form of aham dehaha, mama dehaha, mahyam. Mahyam avashyakam. Isn't it? One can aspire for things that I want this for me, I want this for me. This mahyam avashyakam is also what? An expression of body identity. Mama is also what? Mama avashyaka is an expression of body identity. Aham deha is also expression of body identity. So ignorance being very natural, erroneous perception being very natural, identity with the body, mind, sense complex being very natural, sense of limitation centered on I being very natural, the need, emotional need being there, we do not know what all desires rise in the minds of people, isn't it? That's why kama bahulyam is there. And also asisham bahulyat, asisham bahulya darshanatapi, idam me syat, idam me syat, idam me syat. Let this be there for me, let this be there for me, let this be there for me. Okay? It should happen for me. Except, so in terms of such vicious being there on the part of people, naturally, Shruti, as a mother, okay, to cater to the needs of all emotion needs and desires and wishes of people, Shruti Mata does prescribe countless number of rituals, okay, as for people who are aspiring for varieties of results. Therefore, what? Therefore, the karma kanda is voluminous. So because Shruti prescribes countless number of rituals, it doesn't mean one must definitely enter into karmakanda in the grihastashrama to perform those rituals and to enjoy the benefits. Not necessary. It's not necessary. It's only for people who are aspiring for it. Isn't it? If a person is mature, the person has grown out of desire for time-bound results, there's no need for him to enter into grihastashrama. There's no need for him to perform those rituals. Okay, which should be performed only by a person who's aspiring for time-bound results. Okay. Then, is another reason also he gives. Upayatvat cha upaya bhutani hi karmani vidyam prati iti avochama. And Shankara Bhagavatpada says himself, already avochama, avochama, already we did say this. What? Vidyam prati karmani upaya bhutani. In the karmani hi vidyam prati upaya bhutani. Upaya bhutani means in the form of, okay, means, supportive means. It was, we did say before, definitely all rituals, the karmas, laukika karmani, vedika karmani, worldly activities or mundane activities, even religious disciplines, all of them, when practiced properly in conformity with dharma, definitely they do serve as a means, indirect means of attainment of jnanam. How we already understood, by neutralizing the papams, thereby resolving bhaktibandhas, they contribute for the rise of the knowledge, no doubt. So vidyam prati upaya bhutani hakarmani. Therefore, what? Upayatva dicha. Upayatva means what? All the rituals prescribed by the karmakanda definitely do have the status of being the indirect means of attainment of jnana, moksha. By way of preparing the mind for the knowledge. Upayatvat cha karmanihi vidyam prati upaya bhutani karmani vidyam prati upaya bhutani iti avochama. We did not deny this. We did say this. Same thing we also said. But does not mean one must enter only into grihastashrama, one must perform only grihastashrama duties, other ashrama is not required. Such a thing is not there. That's what he wants to convey here. Upaye adhikaha yatnaha kartavyaha उपेये उपाये अधिकः यत्नः कर्तव्यः न उपेये. वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग के उपायः मीन्स ऑफ अटेनमेंट, उपेयः मीन्स ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ अटेनमेंट. हियर अल्टीमेट ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ अटेनमेंट इज व्हाट? ज्ञानम. एंड कर्म इज व्हाट? इनडायरेक्ट मीन्स ऑफ अटेनमेंट ऑफ ज्ञानम. मोक्षः इज द अल्टीमेट एंड के ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ अटेनमेंट. अल्टीमेट थिंग टू बी अटेन्ड इज व्हाट? मोक्षः, ज्ञानम इन ऑफ मोक्ष. सो ही सेज उपेये अयत्नः न कर्तव्यः. रियली दिस ग्रेट एफर्ट इज नॉट नेसेसरी फॉर अटेंडिंग ज्ञानम. बट ट्रेमेंडस एफर्ट इज इनवॉल्व ही रिक्वायर्ड फॉर व्हाट? उपाये अधिकः यत्नः. ट्रेमेंडस ऑफ मच मोर एफर्ट इज ना, एफर्ट मस्ट बी डन, एफर्ट मस्ट बी मेड डन ओनली इन टेकिंग केयर ऑफ व्हाट? द मीन्स ऑफ अटेनमेंट ऑफ ज्ञानम, मोक्ष. व्हाई? बिकॉज प्रिपेरिंग द माइंड, हैविंग एडिक्वेट मेंटल प्यूरिफिकेशन, मेंटल स्टेडीनेस, फ्रीइंग, हैविंग मेंटल प्यूरिफिकेशन इन्वॉल्व्स मच ग्रेटर एफर्ट. So preparing the mind for jnanam involves much, much greater effort. Attainment of jnanam is very easy. Attainment of moksha is very, very easy. Okay, not at all difficult. When does the attainment of jnanam, moksha becomes very easy? If mind is prepared. This antakkana shuddhi, antakkana naischalyam, vairagyam, mental steadiness is there, focused attention is there. Whatever happens in the world that cannot distract your mind at all means what do you have? Very, very steady, distraction-free, focused mind a person has. No disturbance caused by jealousy, hatred, anger, anxiety, desire at all. Such a prepared mind is there because of vairagyam. Vivekaha is there, vairagyam is there. Because viveka vairagyam, the person know because of living a clean life, the person having managed his emotions all the time is no more disturbed by anger, jealousy, hatred, fear, anxiety, means disturbance, the relatively pure mind. And because of his vairagyam, nothing attracts, nothing distracts a person's mind. Very focused, distraction-free, calm mind a person has means. Shravanam will be, if a person does Shravanam, everything will get into his head, like Gulab Jam. Swamiji used to say, see? Like how you don't need to bite it, Gulab Jam. It'll go straight, gulp it, isn't it? Very easy. Other stuff, you have to bite and make it pieces and then put it. Certain things, no, it can go straight into your thing. Easy. Like rasagulla, they say. It will form is rasagulla, not jalamut, yeah. It will go straight into your mind because no distraction. And so grasp, shravanam will be very effective immediately. Shravanam itself is enough for such a person. Even nimananam is not required. There won't be any doubts because so prepared the person's mind is. Nididhyasana will be very effortless. The person will always be nididhyasana. Swamiji always used to say this. When people come and ask, Swamiji, do you practice meditation? And you'll say, after listening to me for 5 years, 4 years, people come and ask these questions. Then what can he say? He keep quiet. He won't say anything. He'll smile and give him the fruit. And Swamiji gives a fruit means what? He doesn't want to answer, okay? He's very kind. He's very kind to people. Gives the fruit and gets up and goes away. Okay. What I'm saying, I learned it from Swamiji. Okay. So close your to observe how Swamiji does when some people ask some questions. Not making them feel upset or anything. Okay. It's not difficult, isn't it? So we have to say what Swami tells us. Once you study Shastram, you're always in meditation. Meditation is not an action you should sit and do. vastu nirdharanam. Once the very asset, vastu is very clear for you, there's no fraction of a second you can miss this vastu. You'll always be seeing, isn't it? Then, see, being meditative is just the life of a person, isn't it? Very easy. That's why attainment of jnanam is very easy. Attainment of moksha is very, very easy. Only preparing the mind for jnanam involves brahma prayatna. How much effort is involved, okay, in practicing meditation, being successful, in earning punyam to be able to travel through Shukla Gatihi to go to Brahma Loka. Okay, much more effort. People think, you know, Sal, tremendous effort. That's why he says what? Upaye adhikaha yatnaha kartavya. Upaye adhikaha yatnaha kartavya. The means of attainment of jnanam, in terms of the qualification required for the attainment of jnanam, the mental purification, mental steadiness, in attaining that, effort must be, tremendous efforts must be done. That adhikaha yatnaha kartavya. Upaye na. In attaining the end, isn't it? There's no effort involved. I mean, not much effort. So, atmajnana praptyartham adhikaha prayatnaha na avashyakaha. Just shravanam, jnanam happens. And you're dwelling upon what you've understood, ascertainment happens. So, atmajnana praptau moksha praptyartham va adhikaha prayatnaha na kartavyaha. Parantu antakarna shuddhyartham antakarna naishchalya praptyartham. Hear what now? Pratibandha nivrityartham papa prati prarabdha prapa papasya, isn't it? Papa nivrityartham, one must make lot of efforts. Upaya, she says what? Upaye adhikaha yatnaha nasti. Parantu, okay. Upaye adhikaha yatnaha kartavyaha. Okay. Upaye adhikaha yatnaha upaye kartavyaha. Upaye adhikaha yatnaha na kartavyaha. Upayaha means of attainment. Lot of effort must be done in having the means of attainment. But in the attainment of the end, upaye, yatnaha adhikaha na kartavyaha. One does, because there's no need for one to do a lot of effort in attaining jnanam. Attaining jnanam is very easy. It effortlessly happens. Moksha effortlessly happens. But in preparing the mind for jnanam, lot of effort is involved. Understand? Therefore, what? That is why karma kanda is voluminous. Understand? If a person has to become qualified for the attainment of jnanam, okay, he has to become refined. The unrefined, uncivilized, uncultured person has to gradually become highly refined person. That is how the polished person. So he is eligible for the attainment of jnana. Therefore, Shruti prescribes, okay, in keeping with the need of the people. It's like IKEA, isn't it? IKEA shop owner, not that expects only one type of customer. Okay, he wants all customers to come. People with different needs have to go, and they can buy whatever they want to buy. Isn't it? Not that you must go and buy everything that because he has it. Just because the shopkeeper is selling everything, you know, you should go and buy everything. You only go and buy what you want, isn't it? A very big shop, huge shop, so many things are being sold there, so I must go and buy everything. That's not true. You know, if you have a need, you have to go and buy whatever you need it. In any shop, it happens, isn't it? The same way, Karma Kanda, Shruti Mata has a big shop, okay? Huge shop of all forms of colorful, desirable results. And they were, come on, all these results, you do this, you get it. Why? Karma bahulyam is there, karma pala bahulyam is there, karma bahulyam is there, asisha bahulyam is there. Therefore, Everything is there. So this is that is why Shruti Mata prescribed such huge portion of rituals. So it doesn't mean all people must enter into Grihastashrama and perform all rituals and duties pertaining to Grihastashrami in order to become qualified for the attainment of jnanam. Not at all necessary. At least, do you think karma pura pakshi remains okay? He goes back? No. He wants to say something a little more. He, towards the end, now he is very tired already, but still he is going to say something. Let us see what Purupakshi says. When Purupakshi comes, voice has to become very low. Okay. Karma nimittatvat vidyayaha yatnantara anarthakyam iti chet. Okay, he says, Purupakshi says no. Karma nimittatvat vidyayaha. Vidyayaha karma nimittatvam asti. What does it mean? Knowledge has the status of having karma as an indirect means of attainment. Okay. Knowledge has the status of having karma as an indirect means of attainment of knowledge. Means of attainment. It's okay. Therefore, yatnantara anarthakyam. Now what Purupakshi wants to say, know that. He says, no, any other effort is meaningless. Yatnantaram means what? Another effort is yatnantara anarthakyam. Anarthakyam means there is meaninglessness, uselessness of any other effort other than performing karma. Okay. You do say what you, let me accept. He accepted. Okay. Yes. Okay. One doesn't need to enter into karma kanda in the Grihastashrama alone. One can perform any karma. But still now he wants to say, karma nimittatvat vidyayaha. Put it correctly. Vidyayaha karma nimittatvam asti. What is that? Vidyayaha karma nimittam asti. Nimitt means. Karma is an indirect means of attainment of knowledge. How? Karma performed produces punyam. Karma means the shastra prescribed duties. Performed produce punyam. The punyam neutralizes the papam. The papam becomes neutralized, obstructions become resolved. Indirect means of attainment of jnanam. For karma alone, it's important. Therefore, performing karma itself is enough. Leave alone Grihastashrama karma or Vanaprasthashrama karma or whatever karma is there. Performance of karma, whatever relevant duties are there for any ashrami, those karmas are enough. Yatnantara anarthakyam. Mean what? Yatnantarasya anarthakyam iti chet. Mean what? Yatnantarasya anarthakyam means there is uselessness of any other effort. What's any other effort? The effort being given to the discipline of jnanakanda. His jnanakanda itself is not necessary. Why should a person do shravanam? Why should he do mananam? No shravanam is required. No mananam is required. No nidhyasana is required. Yatnantara prayatnaha anarthakaha. Yatnantara prayatna anarthakaha. Yatnantara prayatnasya anarthakyam asti. The style of the Bhashyam. Okay. Any other effort is useless. Unnecessary. Meaningless. There's no need for any other effort. Why? Moksha is a choiceless end. What we need is jnanam. Jnanam should rise. For jnanam to rise, one must, pratibandhas must be resolved. For resolving pratibandhas, Papam should be utilized. Utilize the papam, we need to earn punyam. To earn punyam, to perform only karma, 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 earn punyam. Why should we need shravanam? Why should we study Vedanta, Upanishad, Bhashyam, Kimartam Shravanam, Kimartam Mananam, Kimartam Nididhyasanam? No, any other effort apart from performing karma is waste of time. Not necessary. Anarthakyam means what? Uselessness. Purposelessness. Anarthakam means purposeless, useless. Okay. He explains that. He explains. Purupakshi explains. Karma bheha yeva puro upachita durita pratibandakshaya deva vidya utpadyate. He explains that. Okay. Why does he say any effort, any other effort apart from performing rituals, performing karma is not necessary, is useless? Why does he say? He explains that. See, purva upachita karma bhyaha eva means only by performing rituals, by performing actions. Purva upachita, previously accumulated. Durita pratibandakshayati eva. Only through the resolution of pratibandhas, obstructions, and the sins. Duritakshayam, pratibandakshayam, both have to happen. Duritakshayam means, duritakshayaha means papa nivrittihi, resolution of sins. Resolution of sins should happen so that pratibandakshaya also should happen. Pratibandakshayaha, duritakshayaha. Pratibandha, durita, pratibandha, kshaya should happen. There must be resolution of pratibandhas, obstructions. There should be resolution of papams also. So, durita pratibandha kshayati eva vidya utpadyate. What he says, knowledge rises only by resolving, only as a result of resolving the obstructions and sins. Durita kshayate, pratibandha kshayate eva vidya utpadyate. For which durita, which papam? Purva upachita durita pratibandha kshayate eva vidya utpadyate. Purpakshi gives a reason why shravanam is not required, mananam is not required, why shravanam is not required. He gives the reason. Vidya utpadyate, knowledge rises. How does knowledge rise? Knowledge rises only as a result of resolution of obstructions, pratibandhas, and the sins accumulated before in the previous lives. Purva upachita karma pratibandakshayati eva vidya utpadyate, knowledge rises. Therefore, how can resolve karma bhyaha eva? Okay, only by performing rituals. Only by performing rituals and actions, one can earn new punyam. By earning new punyam, previously accumulated papams, and the papam caused obstructions can all be resolved. Only resolved, vidya utpadyate, knowledge rises. Chet, if this is the fact, okay, if this is what is the thing, chet, so karma bhyaha eva purva upachita durita pratibandha kshayadeva vidya utpadyate chet, if knowledge rises only as a result of resolution of the obstructions and the previously accumulated papams, what by performing present karma, then karma bhyaha prithak, separate from karma, apart from karma, Upanishad Shravanadiyatta Anarthakaha. He says very cool, okay? Upanishad Shravanadiyatta Anarthakaha. Listening to the unfoldment of the meanings of the words of the Upanishad, etc., is what? Anarthakaha. not required, unnecessary, useless. Poor Pakshi's argument. See, we never think now. It is past present by many people who are of the view. Why you have to tell this, you know? The lot of people in this, especially nowadays, see, I have great reverence for all Mahatmas who always sing the names of Bhagavan. I bow to all their feet from here. But there are many people who simply say, just recite, Nama Japa is enough. Mantra Parayana, Mantra Japa is enough. Meditation is enough. Going to temples is enough. Go sing Bhagavan Nama. Of course, we have great reverence for all those who spend their time 24 hours a day. If somebody sits and sings in praise of Bhagavan, I bow to the person's feet. It's not an easy job. Continuously from morning till evening, whenever time is available, a person can do japa, person can sing in praise of Bhagavan, the person can do mantra japa or nama japa. See, there is an ashram in Kerala. Swami Abhedananda, or Swami was there. He used to come to come when he was very, 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 very young. He used to come. And even Puja Swamiji also respected him. He is no more. And one thing he was doing was, wherever he went, he will perform Koti Archana. Koti Archana means, we used to come to Coimbatore and all, and Shakti Group of the chairman of Shakti Group of companies those days, Mahalingamayya was there, a very great philanthropist. So he supported cause. We from villages, we used to get lots and lots of people. Puja Swamiji, great reverence for that Mahatma. Swamiji used to love him a lot. When he was alive, I remember, I went to Puja Swamiji also. He's no more. The ashram is still there. No, they get village people used to come. They feed them also. 1 hour, 1 lakh of people will sit. One huge pandal will be put. They keep the one lamp and they'll do an archana. 1 lakh times. 1 lakh times, one batch will do. And then the 10,000 people will do some other places. And these people, one batch will go, and the next one or other group of people will come. Big organizing. And they will come and everyone will have one lamp, big lamp, Kerala lamp. And they'll put nice everything and they'll do the puja. And then it will go on for 9-10 days. They would have finished Koti Archana Swami. He was known as Abhedananda Swami. You encourage. That's how in all villages, I tell you, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna mantra, and also Vishu Sahasrara mantra became very popular in Kerala. Okay. I went after my sannyasa. I was invited there for Bhiksha one day. I went there. Because Swamiji used to review that person a lot. Because it's not an easy joke to. And then in ashram, they keep one lamp, Abhedananda ashram. And then they will do the kamar on the lamp. There's an akanda namajapa. Somebody or the other, they will be doing namajapa. I remember. Okay. When one person gets tired and he will go, other person will come. Somebody, one person or the other, continuously japa is happening. Akanda japa is happening in that place. So, they made such things are very good and we're not denying. See, why I remember, I sitting here, he's no more, physically he's no more. I really bow to his feet. It's not an easy joke. He really inspired many people, brought people to this spirituality and made people remember Bhagavan. There's a need, isn't it? That doesn't mean, even though we do validate all disciplines prescribed in Sanatana Dharma in the light of the teaching, but we must be very careful. Isn't it? Japa itself is enough. Don't need anything else. Don't need to go. Go to temple itself is enough. Everybody go to temple, that's enough. Do murti worship itself is enough. That should not be mistaken, isn't it? There must be effort on the part of a person to do Shravanam, to understand, to validate all the disciplines you're practicing. The pujas, disciplines, upavasas, whatever you're practicing, we must understand the value of everything you're doing, must validate that. Isn't it? No, that's people think, okay, it means what? Don't need jnanam at all. The jnanam, some people who strictly speak is a waste of time, bookish knowledge, we don't need jnanam, intellectual, it has nothing to do with, no, there's no, people say all sorts of things. we value, validate everything. At the same, we should know the greatest value of jnanam. Therefore, Father says, such people will be there. That's why, so how cleverly he's answering. Vidya utpattihi, vidya utpatyate, katam vidya utpatyate, how does knowledge raise? Okay? Purva upachita durita pratibandakshayatye vidya utpadyate. Knowledge rises only because of the resolution of the purva upachita duritam, previously accumulated papam, and the papam caused obstructions, pratibandhas. If that is the case, okay, vidya utpadyate chet, if knowledge rises only as a result of that, then karmabhyaha prithak, other than karma, separate from karma, okay, upanishad chravanadiyatnaha anarthakaha iti chet. If you think of saying that upanishad chravanadi yatnaha, effort in terms of listening to subject matter of the Upanishads, etc., is meaningless. If that is the idea, that is the thinking, if we have, then Shankara Bhagavad gives an answer. Na. Okay. Now, what is the na? No, it is not acceptable. Na. Such a thinking is not acceptable. Why? Niyama abhavat. Niyama abhavat. Niyamasya abhavaha asti means what? There is no niyama. There is no rule. Niyamaha, niyamasya abhavaha means what? Niyamaha nasti. This is the style of the writing. Niyamasya abhavaha asti means niyamaha nasti. Is it clear? Niyama abhavat. Due to the absence of such a rule in the teaching. Why there's no such a rule here? He says, Nahi pratibandakshayadeva vidya utpadyate. Very important. Of course, pratibandhas are there. Obstructions caused by the papams remain. However, whatever nice things you do, however, how much a person makes efforts, still the pratibandha is sitting there. The durita, purva upachita durita cost, okay? The pratibandhas do obstruct the rising of knowledge, isn't it? No doubt. But still, the purva upachita pratibandhas alone do not prevent knowledge from rising. Okay. Ajnanam is there. Isn't it? See, one of the reasons which prevents the knowledge from rising is the pratibandha. One of the factors which prevents the knowledge from rising is the obstruction. Obstruction causes. That alone is not the only reason for. That alone does not prevent the knowledge from rising. Is it clear? He says what? Pratibandha kshayadeva na utpadyate vidya. Nahi pratibandha kshayadeva vidya utpadyate. Okay, if you get all, perform punya karma, earn punyam, you have accrued a lot of punya karma, you have punyam, you have earned. So, lot of problems become neutralized. Now, pratibandhas are not there. Preparedness is there. Will jnanam rise? Of course, pratibandha should not be there. But only having a clean, okay, no pratibandhas at all. All pratibandhas got resolved. Why? Papas have been neutralized. Why? Whole life I have accumulated punyam. Only punyam, which if the knowledge does not, for the knowledge has to rise, still what we must do? Shravanam must be done. If Shravan, in spite of doing Shravanam, knowledge does not rise, means pratibandhas are obstructing the knowledge. the obstruction in rising the knowledge. Without doing Shravanam, Pratibandha Nivritti has happened, but Shravanam is not done means still Ajnanam will be sitting there. Knowledge will not rise. Therefore, he says what? Pratibandha Kshayat Eva Vidyana Utpadyate. Knowledge does not rise only by the removal of Pratibandhas. Natu. Now he says what? He says, Ishwara Prasada Tapa Dhyanadi Anushtanat Iti Niyamaha Asti. So, it means what? It is his view. Do you think he does not? Ishwara Prasadaha. See, Ishwara Prasadaha, Bhagavan's grace is very much needed for the rise of knowledge. Without Bhagavan's grace, knowledge will not rise. One thing. Then, without tapas, tapas means commitment in the pursuit of jnanam. Without that, knowledge will not rise. Then, dhyanadi anushtanat. See, the practice of the discipline of meditation, etc., with that also, knowledge will not rise. All these one must do. One must practice, one must have the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, one must be given to the study of the shastram, one must be given to the discipline of meditation, etc. In spite of all that, obstruction will be there, preventing knowledge from rising. Then for which, you must do karma. Okay, but that alone will not. That alone is not enough for the knowledge to rise. So, Ishwara Prasada Tapo Dhyanadi Anushtanat Iti Natu Niyamahasti. Okay, isn't there a rule? Okay, there's no rule that because of these things, okay, also knowledge does not rise. So now he says, Ahimsa Brahmacharyadinam cha. See, don't read along with me. Ahimsa Brahmacharyadinam cha Vidyam Prati Upakarakatvat Sakshad Evacha Karanatvat Shravanam Nidhyasananam. No, he is explaining very beautifully. Ahimsa Brahmacharyadinam cha Vidyam Prati Upakarakatvat. Even practicing other disciplines, following values. Ahimsa Brahmacharyadinam. Even all the practice of discipline such as Brahmacharyam and following these values such as Ahimsa, all of them also have now had the status of being the supportive means of the attainment of jnanam. Vidyam prati upakarakatvam upakarakatvat. They also have the status of being supportive means of attainment of jnanam. Are contributing for the mental preparedness in attaining jnanam. So they are practicing the discipline such as Brahmacharyam and practicing this living a life of values such as Ahimsa, all of them also have the status of being indirect means of attainment of jnanam. But what is Sakshadeva Karanatvam? Sakshadeva Karanatvat Shravanamana Nidhyasananam. See, the Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam, these three steps constituting the discipline of Jnana Yoga has what now? The status of being the direct means of attainment of moksha, Jnanam. Okay? Shravana Manana Nidhyasananam Karanatvam Asti. Don't talk in bit along with me. Okay? Shravana Manana Nidhyasananam Karanatvam Asti. So, Shravanam, this there is status of being the direct means of, okay, attainment of jnanam. So which have the status of being the direct means of attainment of jnanam? Shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. These three steps constituting the discipline of jnana yoga have the status of being the direct means of attainment of jnanam. And what about others? Brahmacharya, ahimsa, brahmacharyadi. So ahimsa stands for all values. So living consciously, thoughtfully, a life of values, practicing these disciplines, etc., they all also have the status of being indirect means of attainment of jnanam. But direct means of attainment of jnanam is what? Following the discipline of jnana yoga involving three steps. Okay. Therefore, it is not possible to say, oh, Ishwara Prasadaha is not, you don't need Bhagavan's grace, you don't need tapas, you don't need any practice of meditation, all disciplines, you don't need anything else. Even Shravanamukha, you don't need. No other discipline is required. No other effort is required. Only perform karma, earn punyam, neutralize papam, remove the patibandhas, knowledge will rise. Do you say that? That is not possible, isn't it? So, simply neutralizing removal of pratibandhas alone is not enough. We, of course, as long as pratibandhas are there, knowledge will not rise. Pratibandhas must be removed. Dhrityams must be neutralized. Or one has to earn punyam. Karma must be used as an indirect means of neutralizing the papams and resolving the pratibandhas, no doubt. But that itself is not for rise, the knowledge of rising of the knowledge. Knowledge of the rise of knowledge is dependent on other disciplines also. So above all, we need Ishwara Sanagraha. So Akanda Purupakshi, you don't need anything. Even Ishwara Prasada, you don't need. Bhagavan's grace also is not required, according to him. Therefore, he says what? All karmas, even including all karmas which are inclusive of what? Even the practicing other disciplines such as Brahmacharyam and following the life, the values such as ahimsa, they all serve as indirect means of attainment of jnanam. But never ever say there is this shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. These three disciplines constituting one discipline of jnana yoga have the status of direct means of attainment of jnanam. That is why karma yoga is what? Okay. We say jnana yogyata praptyartham karma yoga. Karma yoga, karma is for having the qualification required for the attainment of jnanam. That's all karma can do. But jnana yoga is for the attainment of jnanam. So jnana praptyartham jnana yoga. Shravana manana nidhyasanadi jnana yoga jnana praptyartham. Karma is for jnana yogyata praptyartham. Is it clear now? That is he made very clear. So ahimsa brahmacharyadinam cha vidyam prati upakarakatvat. Reason number one. Okay. Upakarakatvat. Shravanamanidhyasananam sakshadeva karanatvat. I put the sentences differently. For Sanskrit students, please make a note. You can make a sentence like this. Ahimsa brahmacharyadi nam cha vidyam prati upakarakatvat kama shravana manana nididhyasananam sakshat eva karanatvat. ప్రతిబంధక్షయాదేవ విద్యాన ఉత్పద్యతే. Merely utilizing the problems, merely resolving the pratibandhas, okay, is not enough for knowledge to rise. Is it clear now? Okay. Shravana. No, not Adinam. Wait. Shravana Manana Nididhyasananam. There's no Adinam. Shravana Manana Nididhyasananam. Okay, Adi Shabda stands for other disciplines which serve as an indirect means of attainment of Jnana. If you have Adi Shabda in your word, which you are following Sringeri, I think. Okay. It doesn't matter. If at all there is Adi Shabda, you make it, take it. Adi Shabda stands for rest of the disciplines which should be practiced as indirect means of attainment of Jnana. Adi, if it is Adi Shabda is there, you have what? Adi? Okay. Adi Shabda stands for rest of other disciplines such as was Ahimsa, no, Shamaha, Dhammaha, all other disciplines. See, practicing any discipline, following values, all of them come under the category of the word karma. Understand? So you can simply say, take one word karma. Karma is equal to Nitya Naimittika Karmas. Prohibition of Pratishiddha Karmas. Performance of Karma Karmas in conformity with Dharma. Okay, Prayaschitta Karmas. And all these karmas. Apart from that, okay, we can say Laukika Karmani in conformity with Dharma. Plus, strictly following universal values. Following many disciplines. Celibacy. Other disciplines also, Kshamaha, Dhammaha, Uparamaha, Titiksha, Shabda, all these disciplines also, all of them contribute for the mental preparation for Antakarna Shuddhi and Antakarna Naischalya. So karma definitely serves as an indirect means of attainment of Jnana. But that itself is not enough. Simply living a life of karma yoga, mental preparation required for the attainment of jnanam is there. Having the mental preparation required for the attainment of jnanam itself does not make a person jnani. That is why yoga without jnanam will be incomplete. Mental preparation, highly eligible for the attainment of jnanam. So being eligible for the attainment of jnanam itself does not make a person a person of knowledge. Incomplete. But without going through discipline of shravanam and nididhyasanam, the direct means of attainment of jnanam, jnanam is not possible. So without yoga, jnanam will be impossible. Without jnanam, yoga will be incomplete. Is it clear? Okay. Therefore, ataha. So, shravana manana nididhyasananam sakshat karanatvam asti. Sakshadeva karanatvam asti. Deva is simply used. Okay. Sakshat karanatvam asti. Means what? Shravanam Manam Nidhyasanam have the status of being the direct means of the attainment of Jnana. Whereas Ahimsa Brahmacharyadinam Vidyam Prati Upakarakatvam Asti. They also have all the disciplines, other values, have the status of being the supportive means, an indirect means of attainment of jnanam in terms of contributing for the mental preparedness. Is it clear? Okay. Last sentence. Ataha, therefore, siddhani ashramantarani. Ataha ashramantarani siddhani. Ashramantarani siddhani means what? Siddhani means we're ready. Literally means ready. But here what should we take now? Therefore, the importance, the necessity, relevance of all other ashramas, okay, becomes clarified, established. Ashramantarani siddhani means what? All ashramas are, okay, clarified. All ashramas are clarified. So literally means established. What established? And what I'm saying, ashramantarani siddhani means the necessity, the importance, the relevance of every ashrama, all other ashramas, okay, becomes clarified, established. So we can't say, oh, only karma is important. See, karma is important. Karma serves indirect means of attainment of jnana. No doubt. That does not mean, definitely karma only can help you accumulate punyam. Accumulation of punyam alone will help you neutralizing the papam. Papam has been utilized to get rid of the pratibandhas. No doubt. That does not mean, okay, other ashramas are not required. Other disciplines are not required. There is no relevance, anarthakam. That's not true. Only grihasthashrama, only rituals are enough. That is, somehow, Karpura Pakshi, Karma Kandi, somehow wants to give importance only for karma. Till the last thing, isn't it? How intelligently he puts his view. So there, by way of answering, clarifying Purupakshi's queries, we Bhagavan Shankar Bhagatpa has given clarification for us. He has clarified our doubts. Ataha siddhani ashramantarani. Ashramantaram means what? Other ashrams. So Brahmachari ashramaha, Vanaprasthashramaha, Sanyasa ashramaha, along with Grihasthashramaha, all ashramas are important. All ashramas have their own relevance, importance, necessity in keeping with the mental preparedness of the people. Okay, they have to be. That's why in Vedika Dharma, you must belong to one ashrama or the other. You can't be outside of the ashram. You can't be a vagabond. You must say, who are you? Brahmachari. Means you have your own relevant duties. Then don't poke yourself unnecessarily into other things. Brahmachari means you follow, just be a brahmachari, follow on those disciplines, duties, identify you. Otherwise, okay, now you're not no more young enough to be a brahmachari. Now, right time, get intent to go on. Listen, in India, parents see that somehow they get children get married. They must intend to go to ashrama. No, then a lot of problems. Maybe that somehow you learn, you grow, you come out of it. Growth is possible only when you enter proper grihasthashrama. You enter into grihasthashrama, get married, and see that you have your wife and husband and family, and then your duties, you just see you are not free. You have duties, responsibilities. No, you are given responsibilities there. You can't be a vagabond, grihasthashrami. Or not married, then you must be what, at least sannyasa ashrama. Or you must belong some ashrama or the other. You know, we can't be outside of the four. Anyone, you must belong any one of these four so that you have things to do. Your time, you're occupied, you're engaged, you're entertained, you are not free to do whatever you want to do. That's why very important to be a person of some ashrama or the other. Understand? Simply unmarried, neither a sannyasi, not a grihastha, and simply vagabond. So what do they do? Duties then. Isn't it? Somewhere you have to belong somewhere. belonging to something, some harsh or the other also contributes to or takes care of your emotional companionship, emotional needs. Have to belong somewhere. Understand? That's why we must understand what I want, what I do not want. I cannot make vaguely decisions. I don't want. I want. I want this. This is what I have to do. I must do. That there must be clarity. So that you are progressing in your life. Your emotional well-being, your emotional growth, maturity is taken care of if you surrender yourself to the way of life enjoined by the Shastra. Shruti takes care of you if you follow Sir. Okay. Ataha Siddhani Ashramantarani. Okay. Next sentence. Sarvesham cha vidyayam adhikaraha asti. Pah, beautiful sentence. You know why? Sarvesham adhikaraha asti. All people, there is qualification, there is eligibility for the attainment of jnanam for all. There's none who can be deprived of the attainment of jnanam. If you aspire for jnanam, you can definitely attain jnanam. Provided, follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastra. Listen, sarvesham vidyayam adhikaraha asti cha. All people, irrespective of whoever the person is, all people have all right, all eligibility, all qualification, is it, to attain jnanam. No one needs to deprive oneself of the attainment of jnanam. All that you, if you know the value of jnanam, if you aspire for it, and this is follow this Pramana Grantaha, live, who can prevent you from attaining jnanam? Sarvesham cha vidyayam adhikaraha asti. Whether you are qualified or unqualified, whether you are mature or immature, doesn't matter. Fit yourself in the appropriate ashrama, do your duties, okay, follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, you will be eligible for the attainment of jnanam. Param Shreyaha cha kevalayaha vidyayaha yeva iti siddham. This is his final teaching. What is that? Param Shreyaha, the absolute good in terms of the absolute end, mokshaha, is attainable only through the knowledge. Kevalayaha vidyayaha yeva paramsheyaha. Okay, only from knowledge. It means only as a result of jnanam. Only as a result of jnanam, the absolute end, absolute good in terms of mokshaha is accomplishable. So knowledge itself is moksha. All that you want for moksha is only jnanam. Vidyayaha yeva iti siddham. It is established, it is made very clear, firmly concluded here that moksha requires only jnanam. What you want for moksha is only jnanam. Jnanam is mokshaha. Jnanadeva kaivalyam. Okay. For which direct means of attainment of jnanam is shravanam, manam, nidhyasana. The rest of the disciplines, all everything which comes under the category of karma, definitely serves as an indirect means of attainment of jnanam by way of preparing the mind for the attainment of jnanam. Is it clear? Okay. Therefore, here the bhashyam is concluded. This was my wish, last week's wish. Ataha siddhani ashramantarani sarvesham cha adhikaraha vidyayam asti param cha shreyaha kevalayaha vidyayaha yeva iti siddham. What is? Okay. Time for our supper. Okay. इति शिक्षावल्याम् एकादशः अनुवाकः. शिक्षावल्याम् अशिक्षावल्याम् एकादशः अनुवादः. सो 11th अनुवाकः इस् एंड्स हियर विद कमेंटरी. दिस कमेंटरी यू आर गोइंग टू सी 12th सेक्शन. विल सी इन अदर क्लास. ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ओम शांति शांति शांति. हरिः ओम तत्सत. श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम.